Icy temperatures and a brilliant winter sun accompanied pilgrims and visitors this Wednesday as they made their way to the Vatican's Paul VI Audience Hall for the general audience with Pope Benedict. There, before a crowd of thousands, the Holy Father gave a catechesis on Psalm 143, the King's Prayer for victory and peace.
Dear brothers and sisters, to this catechesis, recalling the Lord as a fortress, a shield and a place of refuge, while illustrating how the transcendence of the Supreme King of the universe saves mankind from idolatry, moral perversion, and evil.
In his informal remarks in Italian, Pope Benedict pointed to the knowledge of God as the fundamental difference between the human being and the animal. The psalmist, he says, speaks of the weakness of the human body and the human condition, vanity of the vanities.
Reflecting on this psalm, Origen draws to our attention the great happiness we gain through knowing our Creator. Indeed, it is this knowledge which distinguishes us from other creatures.
While greeting pilgrims in various languages, as is tradition, a chorus of children's song rose up from the congregation. They were the voices of the children of Beslan, singing in Russian for the Pope. The group represented the survivors of the September 2004 tragedy in Ossetia, Russia, when Chechen rebels took siege of a school on the first day of term, a siege that lasted 3 days and cost the lives of over 340 people, most of them children. Following his weekly general audience, Pope Benedict XVI met with the children of Beslan. They were gathered into one of the hall's anterooms where the Pope chatted with them and posed for a photo. At Wednesday's general audience, the Beslan children's song echoed across the Paul VI hall, a moving reminder to many of the horrors of violence.
God, Emmanuel is with us. Let us rejoice in our privilege to recognize the Lord and to encounter his loving face.
Reporting on Pope Benedict's weekly general audience, I'm Emer McCarthy.